Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk about skin flooding. What the heck is skin flooding? This is flooding all over TikTok. It's the newest in skincare trends, and I'm going to teach you all about it. So, are you familiar with ceramides, peptides, and glycerin and hyaluronic acid? These are some of the things that are going to make you so glowy and beautiful. Dewy and plump and hydrated, isn't that what we all want for our skin these days? So skin flooding is the latest skincare trend. You may have seen it on TikTok. It targets specifically dry winter skin. And right now, leaving the dry winter, heading into the hot summer, it's time to flood your skin with moisturizer. Not just creams, potions, and usual lotions like the moisturizers you find at the drugstore. This is so much more than that. This technique involves applying hyaluronic acid before you put moisturizer on in order to lock in levels of hydration that are so good for your skin. Now remember, hyaluronic acid is a sugar molecule. This is a molecule that draws in 1,000 times its water weight. This is a molecule that is the same ingredient that our filler is made out of. When we put hyaluronic acid molecules in chains and cross-link it, it forms a gel, and that is what filler is made of. I use hyaluronic acid every day. I love my Deep Blue Hydration Serum. It has 3 types of hyaluronic acid. It's fractionated into small molecules that penetrate the surface of the skin, and it really helps to improve hydration levels. As we age, we lose so much hyaluronic content in the skin. When we are babies, we are plump and juicy with chubby cheeks and so much water turgor in the skin. And as you age, that just kind of dries up and changes. So adding topical hyaluronic is a great way to keep your skin youthful and dewy. It minimizes flakiness. It improves potential for inflammatory irritation and breakouts. And it's especially advantageous for people with irritated skin, like if you've been using retinoids, if you've been in the sun too much, if you're too abrasive and rough on your skin, like you're exfoliating way too much, or you've been using alpha hydroxy acids, beta hydroxy acids, you have skin that needs assistance. It needs emergency hydration, and you can flood your skin with hydration when you use a good hyaluronic acid. So what's the method how to skin flood? How do you skin flood? You start with a gentle cleanser, not too astringent, something that does not have soap. So if you're washing your face with soap, please stop. Plain old water is better than soap. And you want to use something that has some beneficial properties, that has humectant properties, that dissolves oils, greases, pollutants, and germs without stripping your skin of its essential hydration levels. I like my green tea antioxidant cleanser for this. It brings in some anti-inflammatory green tea. It washes away impurities. Start with a gentle cleanser. After cleaning, apply your hyaluronic acid layer or a glycerin-based humectant. And do that while your skin is still moist. So just barely blot dry. Leave some water on the skin. Start from thinnest to thickest with consistency of what you're putting on your face, and ensure that you've thoroughly saturated your face with hyaluronic before you apply your moisturizer. I even do 2 coats sometimes. I even put hyaluronic acid, my moisturizing blue hydration, on my lips. I don't want to get fine lines and little lipstick lines around the mouth. I am adding extra to my upper and lower eyelids. I don't put it in my eyes, of course, but all these areas where we have repetitive movement and the skin creases frequently, like the crow's feet, so important to add hydration. I then want to finish off with a moisturizer that's packed with ceramides. Ceramides are a type of an oil-based product that truly will bring so much more moisturization into the skin. I'm a big fan of ceramides. My Night Quench cream that is saturated with really essential ceramides. I think that if you haven't learned about ceramides, you need to, and you need to have at least one product in your skincare regimen that has some ceramides in it. It's a family of waxy lipid molecules. They're composed of sphingosine and fatty acids. They're found in high concentrations in all cell membranes. and the lipids that the skin helps benefit improve your skin barrier. They protect your skin from external forces like weather, nature. So important. Ceramides can improve the health of your skin cells. They improve dryness and irritation. They improve your skin's ability to defend itself from allergy and infection, germs and fungus. Ceramides are very beneficial. They're the glue that holds your skin cells together to keep your skin barrier intact. You can find these in over-the-counter products. I hate to say it, but like CeraVe, I don't think those are the best. I definitely want you to use medical-grade skincare. Please, when you're 20, you can shop at Target. When you're 30, you can shop at Sephora. If you're 40 and above, I hope you have wised up to understand you get what you pay for. You can buy stuff like The Ordinary, but guess what? You get what you pay for. The level of strength and medical efficacy of these ingredients in over-the-counter products is very minimal. 2% active ingredients versus what you can find in medical-grade skincare, which can be tenfold. So definitely think about picking a product that has a ceramide. And then an alternative method, if you can't find that, would be a hydrating toner or a mist, and using moisturizer then on top of that. What type of moisturizer? Anything that is non-comedogenic, that doesn't make you break out, that has efficiency in retaining moisture to your skin surface and forms a barrier. Thus, you are locking in moisture from your hydration level of the skin flooding with hyaluronic acid, followed by a ceramide protector, followed by then a nice rich moisturizer. And that can be moisturizer of your choice depending on your skin quality. And you know what to use. Sometimes you'll use a lighter moisturizer. Sometimes if you're acneic, you need a moisturizer that's non-comedogenic. Sometimes you need a heavier moisturizer when you're super dry or skin is feeling irritated. So this is all particularly helpful. Skin flooding is great, especially when your skin has been overexfoliated, especially during this time in the summer, especially during this time when hot summer sun is coming. I'm a big fan of skin flooding. Now, it's essential to refrain from over-application of active ingredients like your retinoids, like your AHAs and your BAHAs, your alpha-hydroxy, beta-hydroxy products. This all can lead to skin irritation and inflammation. We don't want you to have overly moisturized skin because that can lead to breakouts and being acne-prone, formation of comedones, blackheads, and oil production. So remember, when you increase the number of products you layer on your skin, you can have more pilling. And it's a little bit harder sometimes, especially if you have silicone-based products to put makeup on and sunscreen and everything else that you have to layer on top of that. And exercise caution, remember when you're doing combination therapies, not all skin products play well together. Certain ingredients do, like peptides work particularly well with hydrating serums and definitely can be layered on right before you put your moisturizers on. I'm a big fan of skin flooding. I think unconsciously many of us do skin flooding techniques when we're feeling dry anyway, but this is your reminder that the hot summer weather is here. Definitely take some time to help your skin transition from winter skin dryness to really dewy, glowy, fresh summer sun and summer skin. You guys, don't forget to put your sunscreen on top of your skin flooding, and makeup goes after that. And remember, the quantity of sunscreen you need to use to cover your whole face is approximately a strip the length of your index finger. That's a ton, but two layers of application, reapplying regularly, using mineral sunscreen is the best. And check out our Ultimat. It's back after popular demand and a 2-year hiatus where we had trouble sourcing the ingredients. Our Ultimat SPF 50 tinted mineral sunscreen. It is the actual best sunscreen. You guys have to try it. That's it for now, guys. I hope you will take skin flooding and flood your skin with so much hydration and so much beauty and love to you this summer. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.